Imagine an economy where the experience itself is the product,
Right.
where the memories, the feelings, the connections, that's what you're really buying, not just, a thing or a service.
Exactly. It's about designing that whole journey.
We're diving into that world today. We're unpacking the strategic plan of Jay Greenberg. He's someone who's really dedicated his career to mastering this experience economy.
Yeah, his journey is fascinating.
It really is. Professional sports, then casino hospitality, even commercial real estate.
And it all leads somewhere specific, a very clear vision for his leadership.
Okay, so let's unpack this a bit. Jay's professional summary, it paints a picture of someone, well, very results-driven,
Definitely. Focused on transforming every single customer touch point.
making it memorable, valuable.
Yes, and he's done it in some high-stakes places, managing VIPs for the Indiana Pacers, for instance.
And then overseeing operations at a big regional mall, too. That's
Yeah.
quite a shift.
It is, but that's where you see the core competencies tying it all together. Things like high-touch relationship management
Right.
and revenue generation, complex operations management. These skills, they pop up again and again across all these different sectors he's been in.
So it's less about the specific industry and more about the skill itself.
Precisely. And his strategic adaptability. I mean, navigating the cultures of, say, gaming versus real estate,
Yeah.
that really stands out.
That makes sense. Like learning different languages of experience.
That's a great way to put it. Fluent in multiple experience languages, it suggests his whole career wasn't accidental. You know, it feels like a deliberate buildup.
Towards a specific goal.
Absolutely. It's not just a random collection of jobs, it's a progression, building this unique toolkit.
So managing a mall with all its tenants and customers.
Right, balancing all those needs and then applying similar principles, but maybe intensified
Yeah.
in the casino world. High pressure, big financial impact on every interaction.
Okay, so here's where it gets really interesting for me. His strategic vision, looking out to 2025, 2030.
Ah, yes, the pathway is
He lays
huge.
out three distinct pathways for senior leadership. But they all kind of circle back to this experience idea, don't they?
They do.
Pathway one, that's targeting sports and entertainment executive roles right here in Indianapolis, really focusing on elevating the fan experience.
Taking it beyond just watching the game.
Exactly. Then there's pathway three, thinking about maybe setting up his own CX consulting firm.
Yeah, advising other Indiana businesses,
Yeah.
helping them maybe implement those same high-touch strategies he's mastered, training staff, the whole package.
But pathway two, that's highlighted as his primary focus, the
Right.
venue and hospitality leader.
Yes. And this pathway, it really feels like the culmination. It's designed to synthesize his entire background, all those different experiences we talked about.
So what kind of roles is he aiming for there?
Senior operational roles, think major public venues, the Indiana Convention Center, Lucas Oil Stadium, that sort of scale.
Yeah.
And his unique value proposition there is applying that specific blend he has, sales, VIP hosting, facility management to these massive complex operations.
It's a potent mix.
It is. And the ultimate goal you see in the plan is reaching the C-suite, specifically a chief experience officer role, a CXO.
A CXO, so someone who architects the entire guest journey, start to finish.
Precisely. From the moment someone thinks about attending an event to long after they've left, he wants to design that whole experience.
Wow. Okay, so what does all this mean for you, the listener, especially the one who shared these sources with us?
I think it really highlights how a diverse skill set, if it's interconnected, can build towards a really powerful, specialized leadership vision, especially in this experience economy.
It's not just about having experience, is it? It's about how you weave it together.
Exactly, synthesizing it with a clear purpose.
So we've explored Jay Greenberg's journey mastering this experience economy and how it leads him toward this focused goal, a C-suite role, really aiming to redefine the guest journey at major venues.
It really makes you think, though, as consumer expectations just keep rising, wanting everything seamless, memorable, you have to wonder, how essential will this kind of CXO role, this blueprint Jay's building, become for every organization?
Not just hospitality.
No, across the board, retail, healthcare, you name it.
Yeah.
If they want to really thrive, maybe they all need someone architecting that experience.
That's definitely something to mull over.
Indeed. Until our next deep dive.